Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Nick Reiner was diagnosed with schizophrenia years ago. He was in treatment, expensive treatment, at a facility that reportedly charges $70,000 a month. He was under psychiatric care, and according to multiple sources, his medication was changed 3 to 4 weeks before the alleged stabbing took place of both of his parents. The defense attorney is Alan Jackson. Yes, that Alan Jackson. He's already calling the case very complex publicly. Translation, the insanity defense is coming. So the question now isn't just what happened. It's whether Nick Reiner understood what he was doing when he did it and whether that matters. With us, Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, to help us break it all down. Alan Jackson's first words outside of the courthouse in this case were, quote, "It's a very complex and serious issues." Obviously, when a high-profile defense attorney is using language before the arraignment even happens, what do you think he's signaling about his strategy, Jen?
Well, he's signaling that he's going to use every complex issue he can to excuse the behavior of Nick Reiner in this murder. I expect the kitchen sink. It's going to be everything from insane due to his schizophrenic nature. It's going to be the drugs made him do it. And Don't be surprised if you hear about abuse that won't be able to be proved, but will be thrown out there as a red herring. I just expect it all from this guy.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen, because this is a beloved Hollywood human being. I mean, this is somebody that a lot of us have grown up with. We've watched his movies. We've followed him for years. I watched The Princess Bride 2 weeks ago, for F's sake. I mean, you can't drag him through the mud. You just can't. So Alan's got to walk a fine line here.
You can only drag if there's evidence.
True.
But Nick, his words, that's not evidence.
Right.
That's the problem. And unless there is some sort of evidence behind any of that, that's what my concern is, too, because I feel like, and I hope not, I hope we don't get there. But I'm wondering right now, the fact that the schizophrenia thing is out there, I think we can make a reasonable guess as to where this information is coming from. It's probably from the defense, and it's probably the beginning of a PR campaign to humanize Nick, to get empathy for Nick, and look at, he's schizophrenic and he's trying to get help and it didn't work. How well do you think this is all going to land on the general public in this case?
Well, if history is any indication, we've seen already in this case that it's not landing very well. While I think people are certainly sympathetic to individuals who are struggling with addiction and struggling with mental health, everyone understands that there's a lot of addicts and there's a lot of people struggling with their mental health, and they're not murdering their parents and
Without a doubt. Nick's medication was reportedly changed 3 to 4 weeks before the murder. Sources say it made him more erratic and dangerous. Legally, how does a documented medication change factor into the insanity or diminished capacity defense? And after that, I want to talk about, are others going to be facing any sort of repercussions here if this is how the medication management was taking place with a $70,000 bill, allegedly? But let's go to the first part.
You know, that piece is very interesting to me, because you would think that for that type of money and for this type of diagnosis and treatment regimen, you would have him in some sort of inpatient situation, especially if you're going to change the meds. Now, my guess is Nick wanted nothing to do with being inpatient anything. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know if he was truly taking that medication. You can be prescribed a lot of things and it can sit right there on the shelf. And a lot of individuals who struggle with mental health do not want to be medicated. Thus, the reason they're in crisis all the time. Mm-hmm. So we don't even know what he was really taking. So to your point, I think it would be very difficult to go after the doctor or the institution or hospital, whatever, that was responsible for treating him. I really do.
The price tag, I think, is what gets everybody, but people can charge what they want. And if that's what the Reiners were willing to pay, and it may not be this magical inpatient center that one would think you would get for 70 grand a month, then it doesn't have to be. I wonder if this is just going to expose anything in terms of exorbitant medical costs, you know, for those who can afford it. And what are you actually getting that's different than folks who are offering literally the same sort of services for lesser cost? I wonder if it's going to shine any sort of light onto that here.
Doesn't feel like much of a testimonial for the people that were helping him, does it?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think truly that, you know, it shows just the huge hiatus between people who are worth $200 million and people who are worth $20,000 and what they can afford. I mean, let's be fair, $70,000 a month might be more like $70 a month to you and me, even though it's crazy and over the top in terms of a price tag. The amount of money that he would still be bringing in just from royalties of something else would be unbelievable. And so they could afford it, and he had the best, but the best or the most expensive doesn't mean the best.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's this whole thing we look at and we just go, I mean, it was so preventable. If there were more safeguards in place for situations like this, when you're looking at the big picture, you have the option of, well, you can go throw him onto the street and hope he doesn't die. And it looks like they did attempt that several times. And he kept coming back alive. Then you put him into treatment ungodly amounts of times. Then he convinced him that treatment wasn't working. So they found something in the middle where they were believing their addict son, but there's nothing in that middle ground where we don't believe our addict son, but he's not willing to get the help that he needs. You only have those two options, because you can't forcibly commit somebody unless we're talking about having the conservatorship put into place, which allegedly they were beginning to look into doing. Is that something, that conservatorship, that lever of the law, is this going to be a case that maybe makes us think about this a little bit more on reality's terms? People, I think, villainize that whole idea of conservatorship with the whole Britney thing. And I say, look at this. Do you think she's better off now than where she was before? judging by knife play naked on TikTok. That doesn't seem like she's in a great place mentally. It seems like there was a reason for it. I would say that's probably something that Nick should have had. But again, you have to move heaven and earth sometimes, depending on where you're at, to get a conservatorship. Do we need to reexamine the insane amount of hoops of fire one has to jump through when they're just trying to save someone that they love from themselves?
Yeah, I think the conservatorship situation does need to change, Tony. You know, it shouldn't take an act of God. It should take evidence that is beyond a reasonable doubt that the individual needs to have somebody else making their legal decisions inclusive of their treatment decisions for them. In other words, he needs to be put in an inside treatment facility, not exterior treatment facility, even something like that. This is what was clear to me. The Reiners, and we all have family, friends, somebody we know that has been through this, that has a child or a relative that is out of control. And I really feel for them. And it's not like they weren't trying. It's not like they abandoned their son. I mean, they did everything they could. And then look at what he did. Listen, I don't have much sympathy for Nick Reiner. I think he knew what he did was wrong. I think that's why he fled to that hotel room. That's why he washed off. And I think that, you know, I think he knew what he did was wrong. I think he's a bad seed. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it.
I agree. I think that there was nothing more that could have been done for him short of forced being admitted in a facility where this is, you're here, you have no choice, you are a danger to yourself. And I think it would have just been a life of torture because he had a very broken brain. But I think that would have been the only thing that would have kept him safe. But we don't have the levers to push that unless the conservatorship could have gone into place. But obviously that did not happen. The death penalty is on the table in a case like this. But with the fact, number one, it's California. So your odds, unless there's some sort of dramatic governmental change in California, nobody's getting the death penalty anytime soon. But even if he were to get it, now that we have schizophrenia on the table, and if that is truly a real diagnosis that he has, which it very likely is, how do you think that plays into the possibility of the death penalty? Plus, they're going to be consulting the family. The Reiners were not pro-death penalty folks, as far as I think most would understand.
I don't think there's any chance the death penalty comes into play here.
Yeah,
people are talking about it and throwing it around, but no way. With the mental issues that they're putting on the table, with the drug issues, and with the fact there's a moratorium right now, as you referred to, on the death penalty cases in California anyway, no way. There's way too many special circumstances that are going to serve as sort of mitigation for what he did.
Yeah, it's just horrible all around, and I don't know that I can't imagine the kids. Nobody can speak for them, but I can't imagine that they're wanting to end in another death. I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. I just can't. But yeah, you're right. So many of us have seen this sort of thing play out, maybe not to this extreme, but folks who have a loved one, a child, quite often that just out of control and their hands are completely tied. And this, while it's on a huge scale because of who these people are, these sort of things play out, not always ending in the death of the parents, but play out in families every single day across the country with people with their hands tied, the same way that the Reiners did. It shows money does not solve everything by any means.
Yeah. And these are the people we see and we walk by, for those of us who live in the downtown area. These are the people.
Yep.
That are struggling with these very issues, and they would rather, and remember this is out of Nick's mouth, a paraphrase, he would rather be on the streets in Maine and Jersey, Texas, and for all those years than be, you know, institutionalized or in a rehab place. So that's a lot to me right there.
Yep. I agree.
That's frightening as we finish up our Christmas shopping.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, the busy mall.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.